Hello, I'm Michael Steve from Kaplan Financial, and in this podcast, I'd like to take a look at the new VAT partial exemption rules that came into effect on the 1st of April of 2009, and these will particularly affect small businesses. Partial exemption, like its cousin, the Capital Goods Scheme, is not easy to understand or implement, and it's therefore quite easy for businesses to get it wrong. The government has long recognised that smaller businesses especially often lack the expertise or time to get the partial exemption rules right. And in June 2008, it launched a consultation document to solicit responses to a proposed package of changes for partial exemption. And these have come into effect from the 1st of April of this year. Incidentally, you won't find these changes either in the budget speech or in FA 2009. They are in a statutory instrument, and this statutory instrument amends the VAT regulations, where you will recall the VAT partial exemption rules live. Let's go back to the beginning for a moment. Partial exemption is all about input tax recovery, and in case you've forgotten, input tax is VAT that is incurred by a business. The VAT transmogrifies into input tax. If you make taxable supplies, tea supplies, the news is good. You can recover all of your input tax, well, nearly all. Remember that some input tax is barred by statute. And the two big ones here are VAT on entertainment and cars with any measure of private use. Taxable supplies can be of any sort. They can be either at the zero rate, the reduced rate of 5%, or the standard rate, currently 15%. The law doesn't care which. Oh, and by the way, there's no quantum rule either, so making £1 of a taxable supply out would qualify reclaiming, say, £10 million of input tax. But if by contrast you make exempt supplies, then the basic principle is that you cannot recover any input tax. There's a slight modification here. If input tax relating to exempt supplies is small, then it can be recovered. These are the de minimis provisions, and more of those in just a moment. So far, so straightforward. We now need to look at businesses which make a mixture of taxable and exempt supplies. And these, of course, are the partially exempt businesses. And we need a set of rules to ensure a fair and reasonable recovery of input tax. That phrase, fair and reasonable, is at the heart of the law. And for the techie-minded amongst you, that's in Section 26 of the mighty VAT Act. The rules on partial exemption, remember, are in the VAT Regulations 1995, and they've been subject to lots of revision. The latest revisions that we're talking about here take effect from the 1st of April of 2009, and we're coming onto those quite shortly. But before we look at the changes, let's develop the story a bit further. How do these rules basically work? Remember, we've got input tax coming into the business and taxable and exempt supplies coming out of the business. To properly understand how these rules work, there's a golden VAT rule, and here it is. What goes out determines what comes in. So if a business makes tea supplies, it can recover all of its input tax, subject only to the bars. And if you make exempt supplies, then it can't recover any input tax unless it's small and therefore under the de minimis rules. But in both of these scenarios, we've only looked at input tax that's directly linked to supplies out. In VAT, there's a posh word for that linking. It's called attribution. So input tax that's directly attributable to taxable supplies is recoverable, and input tax that's directly attributable to exempt supplies is not recoverable. But what about the input tax that's not directly attributable to either T or E supplies? This, of course, is overhead input tax. its tax on telephones, rents, computers, and so on. The legislation provides two ways of dealing with this: the standard method and special methods. As a general rule, standard methods are the rules adopted by smaller and medium-sized businesses, and special methods are those adopted by large businesses, principally financial institutions in the city. From a legal point of view, the essential difference is that the standard method is prescribed by the legislation, and special methods are agreed on a fair and reasonable basis between the taxpayer and HMRC and require lots of negotiations. Many AAT businesses are likely to use the standard method, and in any event, it is the standard method that is affected by the 1st of April 2009 changes. But let's quickly review the standard method before the 1st of April 2009 in order that we can appreciate what these changes are. The VAT year is in four quarters, and it ends on either the 31st of March, the 30th of April, or the 31st of May in any year, depending upon the VAT return cycle given to the business by HMRC. For each quarter, the taxpayer makes a provisional claim. That's important, that, a provisional claim to input tax. And this is calculated under the standard method by reference to the outputs made by the business. So if a business's sales are 70% taxable and therefore 30% exempt, then 70% of the overhead input tax may be recovered. And this is added to the directly attributable input tax, that is directly attributable to taxable supplies, and they, the sum of these two, make the provisional claim on the VAT return for that quarter. But we haven't quite finished. We've still got to consider the exempt input tax. We know in principle that this is not recoverable, but the de minimis rules need to be considered. These say that if the total of the exempt input tax incurred in a quarter is less than the limits, then it can be recovered. These limits are £1,875 and additionally that the total of the exempt input tax cannot exceed 50% of the total input tax incurred in that quarter. I wouldn't worry too much about the 50% rule. It is actually an anti-planning restriction and has only a limited application to businesses. So, pulling the strings together here, for each quarter, therefore, the business will make a provisional claim to input tax and put this on the VAT return. Then, at the end of the year, an annual adjustment is made which overrides all of the provisional claim. It results in what I think of as an actual claim, and this is done on the first VAT return after the end of the VAT year. So, if your VAT year ended, say, on the 31st of March 2009, then you would have done the annual adjustment on the June 2009 VAT return. This annual adjustment, technically called the longer period adjustment, in effect compares the actual annualized claim against the sum of the provisional claims over the four quarters and the difference, which is either in the taxpayer's or HMRC's favour, is added into that first VAT return claim of the next VAT year. Okay, that's the standard method. So what are the changes that we need to be aware of as AAT members? Well, in 2008, HMRC sent out a consultation document as it realised that the standard method imposes unreasonable and unnecessary burdens on businesses, and it asked about a package of changes. The response was fairly positive, and these were implemented on the 1st of April 2009. The first change that I want to talk about is the nature of the provisional claims in the four VAT quarters. From the 1st of April 2009, a business can provisionally recover input tax by reference to the previous year's recovery percentage. And that's good news, isn't it? Because it saves the need for a separate calculation each quarter. The second change is that the business can now finalise its VAT year recovery in the last quarter of any particular year, rather than waiting for the first VAT return in the next year. And the rationale for that is that this brings certainty earlier and saves having to revisit the year 3 months later. There are two other changes that I will briefly mention, but I won't deal with them in detail because they won't, in my view, affect most AAT businesses. What are these? There are two of them. They first allow a newly partially exempt business to do a recovery in its first year of being partially exempt on a use basis. Now, what's that one all about? This is of some limited interest. It's a bit technical, but it's something like this. If you become newly partially exempt, you don't have any previous year's recoveries to fall back on for your calculations. So, under the rules prior to the 1st of April 2009, you would have had to have agreed a special method in the first year under which you would have recovered your input tax. And of course, the trouble with special methods is that they require quite long, drawn-out conversations with Revenue and Customs. So this change allows newly partially exempt businesses to simply do it on a fair and reasonable use basis, and it makes life considerably easier. The final change actually widens the scope of the standard method to include certain overseas supplies. But I won't be covering those here because, in my view, they're probably beyond the scope of most of our clients. So, to conclude this podcast, the changes to the partial exemption rules will affect many businesses in the UK and AAT members either working for such businesses or advising such businesses will need to be aware of these changes. Generally, they do lift the administrative burden. Well, hopefully that's of some use, and I'll talk to you soon. Cheerio.